Kelsey, it's Jeff from Water to Hunt. A couple things. Just confirming with you that we successfully have gotten the tanker truck moved over to the repair shop where it's going to sit all winter now, so we can have the liability coverage taken off of that, which we put on just for that 1 week. So that's over there. So to reconfirm then, for the on the business auto policy, the 7 items that are listed there, we did take off last year all the comprehensive stuff for 5 out of the 7, and then we only had the 2 tanker trucks, items number 4 and 5, left with the comprehensive coverage, of which then we will add the liability once we put them back in service. So as of right now, for the winter, we just want the comprehensive on those 2 tanker trucks, and really the other 5 vehicles, there'd be no coverage because they're all just parked. And for comprehensive coverage, we'd not even worry about that because they're just super old trucks that aren't worth insuring. The other thing is I just got a bill within the past few days from Michigan Millers. Looks like for the new period. It's interesting because the billing says renewal on 9/30, and I didn't even fill out that application form you gave me till sometime, I think, through in the middle of October. But anyway, they billed me the new amounts, and they list the policy numbers that they're billing for. So is there any paperwork I can look at that as far as what the new policies have on them, just so we can make sure that they're written correctly, since we're monkeying around with, especially on the business auto side, with the two different types of coverages for the 7 vehicles. Anyway, so I want to know what there is for me to check that out on the new policy amounts, if you need any help on that. 517-581-5111. Thanks, Kelsey.